How Now, Brown Cow. A course in the pronunciation of English by Mimi Ponsonby.
Unit 19. J, as in jump, bridge. A,
jaw, jar, joe. Jeans, just, job. Pajamas, injection, adjourn. Gin, ginger, giraffe. George, edge, exchange.
Digestion, surgery, gently. Village, cabbage, cottage. Register, religion, engine. Margarine, procedure, soldier.
Change the subject. The English language. Judge not, lest you be judged. Be just before you are generous. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers. Imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie.
B.
Chew, zoo, shoe. Major, nature, laser. East, eased, each. Large, marsh, march. Sheep, cheap, jeep.
Rich, ridge. Leisure, ledger. Recent, reasoned. Tricia, treasure. Vision, pigeon.
See?
The crowd jeered when he announced the results. English food makes people choke all the time. He's the only chairman who's managed to keep the meeting short. That's a very fine-looking jeep you have there. I shall have to cadge £5. I haven't got a bean.
Dialogue 19. George's jaw.
Ah, George, jolly good. Just exchange your jacket and jeans for these pyjamas while I jot down your injuries in my register. Age, religion, that's the usual procedure.
Well, Dr. Jones, I was just driving over the bridge on the edge of the village.
Half a jiffy. Let's adjourn to the surgery. I've got a large sandwich and a jar of orange juice in the fridge. Join me?
Jeepers. My indigestion. And my jaw. I shan't manage.
A generous measure of gin. Just the job.
It's my jaw, Doctor. I was on the bridge at the edge of the village. I was just adjusting the engine when this soldier jumped out of the hedge.
Imagine! He damaged your jaw, did he? I suggest an injection into the joint. Just a jiffy. I'll change the syringe.
Oh, jeepers. Gently, Dr. Jones.
Ah, George, jolly good. Just exchange your jacket and jeans for these pyjamas while I jot down your injuries in my register. Age, religion, that's the usual procedure. Half a jiffy. Let's adjourn to the surgery. I've got a large sandwich and a jar of orange juice in the fridge. Join me? A generous measure of gin. Just the job. Imagine! He damaged your jaw, did he? I suggest an injection into the joint. Just a jiffy. I'll change the syringe.
Well, Dr. Jones, I was just driving over the bridge on the edge of the village. Jeepers! my indigestion and my jaw. I shan't manage. It's my jaw, Doctor. I was on the bridge at the edge of the village. I was just adjusting the engine when this soldier jumped out of the hedge. Oh, jeepers. Gently, Dr. Jones.
Unit 20. Linking. A.
Size 8. Sit up. An apple. Stop it. This orange. Tell Alfred. Don't ask. I can explain.
The animal. The answer. Silly idiot. Pretty awful. Try it on. Buy another. Say it again. Stay a while.
To explain. 2.5. You answer. I'm too upset.
So empty.
No, I didn't. Go and see. Oh, all right.
Anna and the King. Celia and Chris. Sheila and Patricia.
B.
There's an elephant on top of the aeroplane.
John says he'll take out his own appendix. It's such an easy operation.
We ate a banana and an orange.
So did Eva and I.
He wants to have his cake and eat it.
This exercise is absolutely impossible, isn't it?
Dialogue 20. A job in Aberdeen.
Hello, Anthony. Got a job yet?
Well, I've just been up to Aylesbury for an interview.
Oh, was it interesting?
Yes, an international oil company with interests in most of the eastern countries. Someone to organise an office they're opening up in Aberdeen.
I imagine you'll have to brush up your Arabic again.
Oh, I can express myself in Arabic all right. And I understand most other Middle Eastern languages. It's an exciting opportunity. They actually offered it to me outright.
If I may express an unbiased opinion...
Sorry, Eric. I've already accepted.
Hello, Anthony. Got a job yet? Oh, was it interesting? I imagine you'll have to brush up your Arabic again. If I may express an unbiased opinion...
Well, I've just been up to Aylesbury for an interview. Yes, an international oil company with interests in most of the eastern countries. Someone to organise an office they're opening up in Aberdeen. Oh, I can express myself in Arabic, all right. And I understand most other Middle Eastern languages. It's an exciting opportunity. They actually offered it to me outright. Sorry, Eric. I've already accepted.
Unit 21. Th, as in think. Month. A.
Thin, think, thing. Thumb, thump, thud. Thursday, theatre, thousand. Three, throw, through. Throat, thrift, throttle.
Bath, earth, fourth. Fifth, sixth, eighth. Healthy, wealthy, filthy. Strength, length, month. Birthday, arithmetic, 30th.
Thin, tin, sin, shin. Thank, tank, sank, shank.
Thick, tick, sick, shick.
Thigh, tie, sigh, shy. Pith, pit, piss, pish.
Thin, fin. Thirst, first. Thought, fought. Threat, fret. Three, free.
Through thick and thin. Set a thief to catch a thief. They're thick as thieves. Truth and roses have thorns. 30 days hath September. My feet had run through thrice a thousand years. If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing well.
B.
3. 33. 333. 3,333. 33,333.
C.
Tennis racket. writing paper, police station, walking stick, bus conductor, pencil sharpener. A black bird, a blackbird. A green fly, a green fly. A blue bottle, a blue bottle. A leather jacket, a leather jacket.
Dialogue 21. My birthday's on Thursday.
It's my birthday on Thursday. My sixth birthday.
My seventh birthday's on the 13th of next month. So I'm, let me think, 333 days older than you, Ruth.
Do you always put your thumb in your mouth when you're doing arithmetic, Arthur?
My tooth's loose, Ruth. See? I like maths. I came fourth out of 33. My father's a mathematician.
My father's an author. He writes for the theatre. We're very wealthy. When I'm 30, I'll have £1,000.
I'm going to be an Olympic athlete. I may be thin, but Mr. Smith says I've got the strength of three. Watch me. I'll throw this thing the length of the path.
Oh, Arthur! You've thrown Earth all over us both. I'm filthy. Now they'll make me have a bath. It's my birthday on Thursday. My sixth birthday. Do you always put your thumb in your mouth when you're doing arithmetic, Arthur? My father's an author. He writes for the theatre. We're very wealthy. When I'm 30, I'll have £1,000. Oh, Arthur! You've thrown Earth all over us both. I'm filthy. Now they'll make me have a bath.
My seventh birthday's on the 13th of next month, so I'm, let me think, 333 days older than you, Ruth. My tooth's loose, Ruth. See? I like maths. I came fourth out of 33. My father's a mathematician. I'm going to be an Olympic athlete. I may be thin, but Mr. Smith says I've got the strength of three. Watch me. I'll throw this thing the length of the path.
Unit 22. The, as in then, breathe, eh?
Brother, mother, other, another. Bother. Heather, weather, leather, feather. Tether, weather, together. Heathen, breathing. Father, rather. Bather, lathe. Gather. Either, neither, or either, neither.
Teeth, teeth. North, northern. Mouth, mouths. Wreath, wreaths. Worth, worthy. Wealth, wealthy. Health, healthy. Filth, filthy. Length, lengthy. Tooth, toothy. Bath, bathe. Cloths, clothes. Breath, breathe. South, southern. Moth's mother.
Birds of a feather flock together. He that speaks sows, and he that holds his peace gathers.
This above all, to thine own self be true. And it must follow as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man.
B.
Brothers and sisters have I none, but that man's father is my father's son.
I'd rather bathe in a southern sea than wear thick clothes and a northerner be.
My younger brother is teething. When he opens his mouth, you can see three teeth. I don't think he's worth bothering about. My other brothers don't either. They've gone off together for a bathe, leaving my mother to bath my younger brother.
Dialogue 22. I'd rather be a mother than a father.
Where are the others?
They've gone bathing. Heather and her brother called for them.
Heather Feather?
No, the other Heather. Heather Mather. I told them to stay together and not to go further than Northern Cove.
Why didn't you go with them?
I'd rather get on with the ironing without them.
In this weather? There's a southerly breeze. One can hardly breathe indoors.
Go and have a bathe, then.
Another bathe? I can't be bothered. I'll go with you, though.
But all these clothes. Who'd be a mother?
I'd rather be a mother than a father. All those hungry mouths.
Where are the others?
Heather Feather. Why didn't you go with them? In this weather, there's a southerly breeze. One can hardly breathe indoors. Another bathe? I can't be bothered. I'll go with you, though. I'd rather be a mother than a father. All those hungry mouths.
They've gone bathing. Heather and her brother called for them. No, the other Heather. Heather Mather. I told them to stay together and not to go further than Northern Cove. I'd rather get on with the ironing without them. Go and have a bathe, then. But all these clothes. Who'd be a mother?
Unit 23. Huh, as in him. A.
Hip, hop, heap. Hill, hell, heel, hall.
His, horse, house, hiss.
Hit, hut, heat, hate. Hum, home, harm, ham.
Perhaps behave, behind, unhappy, inhuman. Coat hanger, upholstery, disheartened, upheld, penthouse. Who, whom, whose, hole, whooping cough. Air, hour, honest, honour, vehicle. Rhubarb, rhyme, rhythm, exhaust, exhibition. Forehead, shepherd, silhouette, Birmingham, Blenheim.
Handsome is as handsome does. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Heaven helps him who helps himself. He that has an ill name is half hanged. Come hell or high water. Cold hands, warm heart.
In Hartford, Hereford and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
It's not the hopping over hedges that hurts the horse's hooves. It's the hammer, hammer, hammer on the hard high road.
B.
He's head over heels in love. Are you going to clip the hedge of the lawn? I can't hear you very well. Because the enemy had left them unarmed, they put down their weapons. It may be what you like, but is it hard? The prince is heir to the throne.
C.
Explain, radiator, concentration, Arabic, unsuccessful. Post office, hotel, market square, Chinese, exciting.
Afternoon, extravagant, advise, materialistic, opportunity. Director, concentrate, disapproval, phonology, decision.
Dialogue 23. Happy honeymoon.
Hello, Hannah. Have you heard about Hilda and Harry?
Hilda and Harry Hall? They're on their honeymoon in Honolulu.
Yes, the Happy Holiday Hotel. But apparently they had the most hideous row.
Hilda and her husband? Handsome Harry?
My dear, haven't you heard? He held her by the hair and hit her on the head with a hammer.
What inhuman behaviour! I hope she's not badly hurt.
Heavens, yes! Horribly! He hurried her to the hospital. You know how Hilda hates hospitals.
But how did it happen?
He says it was the heat that went to his head. Hello, Hannah. Have you heard about Hilda and Harry? Yes, the Happy Holiday Hotel. But apparently they had the most hideous row. My dear, haven't you heard? He held her by the hair and hit her on the head with a hammer. Heavens, yes! Horribly! He hurried her to the hospital. You know how Hilda hates hospitals. He says it was the heat that went to his head.
Hilda and Harry Hall, they're on their honeymoon in Honolulu. Hilda and her husband, Handsome Harry. What inhuman behaviour! I hope she's not badly hurt. But how did it happen?
Unit 24. As in singer, thing. A.
Sing, sang, sung, song. Bring, bang, bung, belong. Ding, dang, dung, dong. Ring, rang, rung, wrong. Ting, tang, tung, tong. Young, among, harangue, meringue.
Stretching, winding, spreading. Sitting, watching, weeping. Calling, darkening, ringing. Tinkling, beginning, getting.
Singer, bringer, ringer, banger, coat hanger, hanger on.
B.
Ink, drink, mink. Pink, think, zinc. Bank, rank, drank. Sank, stank, thank. Bunk, drunk, junk. Monk, punk, trunk.
Ankle, uncle, tinkle. Manx, anxious, handkerchief. Anchor, conquer, banquet. Length, strength, amongst. Gangster.
C.
Kangaroo, nightingale, Hungary, Bengal, engage. Mongolia, mango, tango, angostura. Singular, angular, fungus, language, penguin. England, English. Angle, single, jungle. Congratulate, hungry, angry, mongrel.
Finger, linger, hunger, conger eel, fishmonger, ironmonger.
Long, longer, longest. Strong, stronger, strongest. Young, younger, youngest.
Dialogue 24. A King and a Song.
There once was a king.
King of England?
No. This king's kingdom was far-flung, stretching along the banks of every winding river and spreading into all the angles of the world.
He must have been a very strong king, the strongest. Did everything belong to him?
Almost everything. One evening, he was sitting on the bank of his longest river, watching the sun sink behind the weeping willows.
And the nightingales calling from the darkening branches.
Only they weren't nightingales. They were two monks, ringing a tinkling bell, singing a sad, lingering song in a strange tongue, no longer known among the younger subjects of his far-flung kingdom.
It's beginning to be interesting, but I'm getting hungry. Can you bring me something to eat and drink, you think, Ingrid?
There once was a king. No, this king's kingdom was far-flung, stretching along the banks of every winding river and spreading into all the angles of the world. Almost everything. One evening, he was sitting on the bank of his longest river, watching the sun sink behind the weeping willows. Only they weren't nightingales. They were two monks, ringing a tinkling bell, singing a sad, lingering song in a strange tongue, no longer known among the younger subjects of his far-flung kingdom.
King of England? He must have been a very strong king, the strongest. Did everything belong to him? And the nightingales calling from the darkening branches? Beginning to be interesting. But I'm getting hungry. Can you bring me something to eat and drink, you think, Ingrid?
Unit 25. More rhythm, consecutive stresses. A.
Long walk. Brown dog. Tall man. Bright sun. Blue sky. Main road. Green grass. Fresh fruit. Black cat. Whole cake.
B.
She went for a long walk. I've bought a brown dog. He's looking for a tall man. I love the bright sun. What a wonderful blue sky. We'll drive by the main road. Let's sit on the green grass. We must eat some fresh fruit. A pretty little black cat. They finished the whole cake.
C.
We went for a long walk. I've bought a brown dog. He's looking for a tall man. I love the bright sun. What a wonderful blue sky. We'll drive by the main road. Let's sit on the green grass. You must eat some fresh fruit. A pretty little black cat. They finished the whole cake.
Dialogue 25. All dressed up like a dog's dinner.
Jack, for Pete's sake! Who's that girl all dressed up like a dog's dinner? Red hat? Red dress? Red gloves? Ah, but what's this? Blue shoes!
Take that back, Sam Boyd. Dog's dinner indeed.
You're quite right. My dog hates raw meat. He'd have 10 fits if I gave him a red mess like that for dinner.
It's her best dress. To impress you, you rude creature. She's sweet, rich, clever, and a good cook.
Lord, save us, the man's mad. Don't say you're in love with the Red Maiden.
Yes, Sam, I am. What's more, we're engaged. This time next week, we'll be man and wife.
I did really put my big foot in it, didn't I? All I can say now is, good luck, old man. Jack, for Pete's sake. Who's that girl all dressed up like a dog's dinner? Red hat? Red dress? Red gloves? Ah, but what's this? Blue shoes! You're quite right. My dog hates raw meat. He'd have 10 fits if I gave him a red mess like that for dinner. Lord, save us, the man's mad. Don't say you're in love with the Red Maiden. I did really put my big foot in it, didn't I? All I can say now is, good luck, old man.
Take that back, Sam Boyd. Dog's dinner indeed. It's her best dress. To impress you, you rude creature. She's sweet, rich, clever, and a good cook. Yes, Sam, I am. What's more, we're engaged. This time next week, we'll be man and wife.
Unit 26. L, as in lace, sail. A,
love, life, look, lots. Laugh, leg, lord, limp. Element, 11, alone, along. Sleep, slip, slope, sloppy. Actually, yellow, silly, gorilla. English, ticklish, quickly, lonely. Failure, million.
All, full, sell. Pool, foal, growl. Curl, snarl, aisle. Table, marvel, careful. Build, field, gold. Also, wealthy, although.
Half, calf, halfpenny. Calm, palm, almond. Talk, chalk, walk. Could, should, would. Folk, yoke, Suffolk. Colonel, salmon.
As large as life.
Every cloud has a silver lining. Let sleeping dogs lie. Live and let live. Love me little, love me long. Little things please little minds.
B.
Do you really like living in a lighthouse all alone?
I absolutely love living in a lighthouse all alone.
Do you lead a delightfully social life on Hollywood Boulevard?
Naturally, I lead a delightfully social life on Hollywood Boulevard.
Have you ever lain in a sleeping bag on a lonely island in a total eclipse?
I've frequently lain in a sleeping bag on a lonely island in a total eclipse.
Does it look as if the long platform is actually parallel to the railway lines?
It certainly looks as if the long platform is actually parallel to the railway lines.
See?
Monkey, giraffe, butterfly, crocodile, rhinoceros. Leopard, porcupine, donkey, tiger, nightingale. Gorilla, spider, kangaroo, mosquito, canary. Lizard, hippopotamus, elephant, tortoise, chimpanzee. Hyena, squirrel, peacock, zebra, alligator.
Dialogue 26. A lovely little lion.
I love wildlife in its natural element. Look at all your lovely animals, Lucy. Lots and lots.
11, actually.
And look, here's a lovely little lion. A real live black lion asleep on the lawn.
That's a leopard, actually.
I don't believe it. Leopards are yellow. Look, Lucy, he's laughing. Do animals understand the English language?
Leave him alone, Billy. He's licking his lips.
Would you like a lettuce leaf, little lion?
Billy, be careful.
Let go. Help, Lucy. He's got my leg.
Actually, that's how I lost my left leg.
Oh.
You wouldn't listen, you silly fool. Well, let's limp over and look at the gorillas.
Oh! I love wildlife in its natural element. Look at all your lovely animals, Lucy. Lots and lots. And look, here's a lovely little lion. A real live black lion asleep on the lawn. I don't believe it. Leopards are yellow. Look, Lucy, he's laughing. Do animals understand the English language? Would you like a lettuce leaf, little lion? Oh, let go! Oh, help, Lucy! He's got my leg!
Eleven, actually. That's a leopard, actually. Leave him alone, Billy. He's licking his lips. Billy, be careful.
Oh, no.
Actually, that's how I lost my left leg.
Oh!
You wouldn't listen, you silly fool! Well, let's limp over and look at the gorillas.
Oh!
Unit 27. R as in run. A.
Roar, run, red, roof. Rare, roam, rage, rice. Rubbish, rabbit, river, rarely. Crying, drowning, Freddy, angry. Carry, worry, mirror, tomorrow. Wrong, right, wrist, rap.
Car, fur, near. Poor, later, prefer. Harm, bird, turn. Fierce, short, hurl. There, shore, care. Pure, fire, hear. Iron, ironmonger, ironing.
Round the rugged rock the ragged rascal rudely ran. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run. Ring-a-ring-a roses. Aurora borealis. Red as a beetroot. Right as rain. Merry Christmas, everybody.
B.
I must remember to collect the papers before tomorrow. Grammar is all she lives for. The pirate signalled that he was coming alongside. I'm afraid I didn't bring the right suitcase. My lodger's a solicitor.
C.
Flog, frog. Bleed, breed. Belly, berry. Laughed, raft. Clash, crash. Alive, arrive.
Long, wrong. Fly, fry. List, wrist. Glow, grow. Glean, green. Lead, red.
Dialogue 27. The respective merits of frogs and rabbits.
My rabbit can roar like a rhinoceros. Rubbish. Rabbits don't roar, Roger. You're wrong, Barry. My rabbit's an Arabian rabbit. They're very rare. When he's angry, he races round and round his rabbit run. And if he's in a real rage, he rushes onto the roof and roars. How horrid. Really, I prefer my frog. I've christened him Fred.
Freddy Frog. How ridiculous.
An abbreviation for Frederick. Well, you remember when I rescued him from the river last February? He was crying like a canary. He was drowning.
Really, Barry? Frogs don't drown. My rabbit can roar like a rhinoceros.
You're wrong, Barry. My rabbit's an Arabian rabbit. They're very rare. When he's angry, he races round and round his rabbit run. And if he's in a real rage, he rushes onto the roof and roars. Freddy Frog, how ridiculous. Really, Barry? Frogs don't drown.
Rubbish! Rabbits don't roar, Roger! How horrid! Really, I prefer my frog. I've christened him Fred. An abbreviation for Frederick. Well, you remember when I rescued him from the river last February? He was crying like a canary. He was drowning.
Unit 28. Consonant sounds followed by R. A.
Cram, gram, tram, dram, pram. Creek, Greek, freak, shriek, treacle. Crew, grew, true, through, shrew. Grove, drove, shrove, trove, throve. Thrift, drift, shrift. Crumble, grumble.
Miserable, unfruitful, incredible. Unprofitable, unshrinkable, undrinkable. Untraceable, unbreakable, ungrateful. Unanswerable, immeasurable, unthreadable.
B.
Breast. Grows. Cave. Froze. Cheese. Track.
Drain. Quick. Blink. Junk. Crest. Draw.
Water is carried by the local train.
There's too much grime in the cities for my liking.
I'm afraid brawn is not my favourite food.
Only free men are allowed in the sanctuary.
Why don't we dry the figs for a change?
Dialogue 28. A dreadful train crash.
Weren't you in that train crash on Friday, Fred?
Oh, Prue, it's like a dreadful dream.
A tractor, isn't that right? Crossing a bridge with a trailer of fresh fruit crashed through the brick wall in front of the train.
Yes. The train driver's a friend of my brother's. I was travelling up front with him. I was thrown through the windscreen onto the grass, but he was trapped under a huge great crate. I could hear him groaning.
Fred, how grim.
I was pretty frightened, Prue, I can promise you. I crawled through the broken crates and tried to drag him free. His throat was crushed. He couldn't breathe properly. But he managed a grin.
How incredibly brave. Weren't you in that train crash on Friday, Fred? A tractor, isn't that right? Crossing a bridge with a trailer of fresh fruit crashed through the brick wall in front of the train. Fred, how grim. How incredibly brave.
Oh, Prue, it's like a dreadful dream. Yes. The train driver's a friend of my brother's. I was travelling up front with him. I was thrown through the windscreen onto the grass, but he was trapped under a huge great crate. I could hear him groaning. I was pretty frightened, Prue, I can promise you. I crawled through the broken crates and tried to drag him free. His throat was crushed. He couldn't breathe properly, but he managed a grin.
Unit 29. Consonant clusters. A.
Extra, extreme, extraordinary. Exchange, expect, explode. Mixed, taxed, boxed. Mixture, fixture, texture. Picture, adventure, Christian.
Smashed, crashed, rushed. Switched, watched, hatched. Sergeant, agent, pageant. Managed, salvaged, damaged. Arranged, exchanged, singed.
Strawberry, raspberry, blackberry. Pebble beach, probably, vegetable. Couldn't, wouldn't, oughtn't. Acknowledge, nickname, bacon. Kingston, amongst.
Dialogue 29. Two tricky problems.
There we were, the 26th Division, on this extremely dangerous mission, with only an extraordinarily stupid sergeant in charge.
If I manage to reach the village store before closing time, I wonder if Mrs. Pecksmith would exchange the strawberries for a blackberry and apple pie. Just a sergeant, dear.
The message came through from headquarters that we were to proceed to what we called Pebble Beach and examine a fishing boat that was behaving suspiciously.
Oh, that was a strange way for a fishing boat to behave. I could make the stuffed chicken stretch further with masses of mashed potatoes and fresh vegetables.
The sergeant couldn't remember which switch to switch on his emergency transmitter. There we were, approaching the suspicious boat, and suddenly there was an explosion,
like an earthquake, dear. Then, with a large blackberry and apple pie and whipped cream, there should be sufficient.
Strictly speaking, the sergeant shouldn't have been in charge. I remember the explosion split my trousers.
Well, go and change them, dear. The children will be here any minute.
There we were, the 26th Division, on this extremely dangerous mission, with only an extraordinarily stupid sergeant in charge. The message came through from headquarters that we were to proceed to what we called Pebble Beach and examine a fishing boat that was behaving suspiciously. The sergeant couldn't remember which switch to switch on his emergency transmitter. There we were, approaching the suspicious boat, and suddenly there was an explosion, like a... Strictly speaking, the sergeant shouldn't have been in charge. I remember the explosion split my trousers.
If I manage to reach the village store before closing time, I wonder if Mrs. Pecksmith would exchange the strawberries for a blackberry and apple pie. Just a sergeant, dear. Oh, that was a strange way for a fishing boat to behave. I could make the stuffed chicken stretch further. Masses of mashed potatoes and fresh vegetables. earthquake, dear. Then, with a large blackberry and apple pie and whipped cream, there should be sufficient. Well, go and change them, dear. The children will be here any minute.
Unit 30. Weak forms 1. A. Weak forms.
I swallowed a fly. An alligator bit him. What am I doing? I'm singing a song. Bread and butter. Over and over and over again. Where are my glasses? The cakes are awful. I'm as happy as a king.
Well, as far as I can see,
I got it at a cheap shop. We're here at last. I'm ugly but intelligent. They say they are, but they're not. If you can do it, so can I. I can see a star. She said she could come. I'm so angry I could swear. When do we begin? Do you understand? What time does it arrive? What does 2 and 2 make?
B. Strong forms.
You say a book, a child, but an apple, an elephant.
What am I to do? Am I serious? Yes, I'm afraid I am. Trifle or jelly? Trifle and jelly, please. And she's a gossip. They are mine, they are, they are! Are you alone? As I pour it on, you stir it. As I was saying before you interrupted, he is selling it, but at a price. What are you staring at? But me no buts. But for me, you would all be dead. Can I come too? Mother says I can. Could you possibly help me? There, I told you I could. Do look at that funny man. What do you do all day long? Does it work? Of course it does. Oh, she does look nice.
See?
I'm an expert at English, but hopeless at French.
We're having meat and potatoes and a pudding.
Do you know she ate a banana and an apple and a pear?
What do you want? What does anyone want?
I can sing as sweetly as a canary in a cage.
I'm pretending I'm an astronaut, and you're an astronaut as well.
Dialogue 30. What a boring book you're reading.
What are you doing, Elizabeth?
What am I doing? I'm reading. What does it look as though I'm doing?
What are you reading?
A book, silly. What do you think? You can see I'm reading a book.
I wish I could have a look at it. Do you think I could have a look at it, Elizabeth? Elizabeth, is it an interesting book?
Yes, a very interesting book. But an adult book. Okay, come and have a look at it and then go away and leave me alone.
But what an awful book. It looks as boring as anything. How can you look at a book like that? What does it say?
Jonathan, you're an awfully boring and annoying little boy. Go away.
What are you doing, Elizabeth? What are you reading? I wish I could have a look at it. Do you think I could have a look at it, Elizabeth? Elizabeth, is it an interesting book? But what an awful book. It looks as boring as anything. How can you look at a book like that? What does it say?
What am I doing? I'm reading. What does it look as though I'm doing? A book, silly. What do you think? You can see I'm reading a book. Yes, a very interesting book, but an adult book. Okay, come and have a look at it and then go away and leave me alone. Jonathan, you're an awfully boring and annoying little boy. Go away.
Unit 31. Weak forms 2. A. Weak forms.
I'm doing it for fun. He's training for a race. They came from Africa. I'm speaking from experience. You'd better put it back. Tell me, what had they done? We've put a frog in his bed.
Why have you got a coat on?
Charles has bought a car. What's he done now? That's Concord going over. She's a very good secretary. I must go and buy a paper. Everyone must have a present. I don't believe a word of it. They haven't finished yet. I bought a pound of apples. Lots of people do it. What shall we do if it rains? I'll tell your mother. You should look where you're going. I should think that's all right.
They stole some money. We ate some chocolate.
B. Strong forms.
What did you do that for? For he's a jolly good fellow. I wonder where they came from. Guess where I got it from. Had I finished this one last week? Yes, I think you had. Have you two met before? No, I don't think we have. Has it stopped raining yet? He has got it, I know he has. Is this what you're looking for? She says she isn't, but she is. Must you make so much noise? I must say it's not bad. Oh, not again, I told you not to. Raining? I hope not. What's it all in aid of?
Of the examples he gave, not one.
Shall I say you're out? If you don't, I shall. Should we call a doctor?
I think we should.
Some people have all the luck. I made these myself. Do have some.
See?
I've had a letter from Jonathan. He doesn't say so, but I'm afraid he isn't happy at school. I must go and make some sandwiches. The children are bringing some of their friends home for tea. I'll just go and see how Elizabeth's getting on. I should have gone yesterday. She's had flu, poor thing. I'll be as quick as I can. I'll be back before you've finished.
Dialogue 31. What have you done with Mabel?
Barnabas, what have you done with that packet of biscuits?
Well, there's a sort of an alligator in a cage over there. He looks sort of hungry.
Barnabas, you didn't. But you must never feed an animal in a cage. I should think you've given it a bit of a stomach ache.
He's been brought here from America.
And anyway, I bought those biscuits for tea. What shall I tell Mother?
I wish I'd got some cake for him as well, Serena. He's a nice alligator.
But, my goodness, what have you done with little Mabel? Where's she gone?
Well, she's sort of gone. He did look so sad so far from America and very hungry.
Barnabas, what have you done with that packet of biscuits? Barnabas, you didn't. But you must never feed an animal in a cage. I should think you've given it a bit of a stomach ache. And anyway, I bought those biscuits for tea. What shall I tell Mother? But, my goodness, what have you done with little Mabel? Where's she gone?
Well, there's a sort of an alligator in a cage over there. He looks sort of hungry. He's been brought here from America. I wish I'd got some cake for him as well, Serena. He's a nice alligator. Well, she's sort of gone.
He did look so sad, so far from America, and very hungry.
Unit 32. Weak forms 3. A. Weak forms.
My sister's prettier than yours. It's easier than I expected. He said that I could have it. Tell her that I shan't be coming. The tiger at the hunter. They dragged the body into the house. Tell them I'm just coming. She gave them each a pound. Is there a party tonight? There's a burglar in my bedroom. I went to London to see the Queen. I wanted to go to the cinema. He told us to come back later. What do you want us to do? It was a dark and stormy night. I looked, but no one was there. They were telling us about it. Hundreds of people were drowned. I'd like to have a word with you. Well, what would you have done? Where are you going? What have you done with it? Could you buy one on your way home? Don't put your hands in your pockets.
E. Strong forms.
That's the man who shot him.
That book belongs to me. I know that.
Are you the William Shakespeare? My dear, they had the most awful row. Don't give it to us, give it to them. Them as asks no questions, hears no lies. Look, there he is, over there. There goes my last penny. Who are you giving those flowers to? They got up to all kinds of mischief.
So you told the Joneses, but not us.
He's not going with you, he's coming with us. Was there any left in the bottle? I told you there was. Were you talking to me? I didn't know where you were. Would you mind controlling your dog? Yes, I jolly well would. You think you know everything. No one was talking to you. Your apples are rather small. I wouldn't like to be in your shoes.
Dialogue 32. There's nowhere to go in the jungle.
Hi, Pete. All set for the final scene? Hey, what's the matter? You look as pale as a glass of vodka.
Barry and John have gone. Just upped and gone. While you were looking for the lake. I tried to stop them, but there was nothing at all I could do. Nothing that any of us could do.
What do you mean, gone? There's nowhere to go. In the middle of a Bolivian jungle? How would they get out?
They said there was a man who'd take them to the river for an enormous fee, and that anything was better than dying of heat and mosquito bites in a South American jungle.
The miserable bastards. Well, go and get your camera, Pete, and the rest of the crew. We can survive without them. And I hope there's an alligator waiting for them at the river. Hi, Pete. All set for the final scene? Hey, what's the matter? You look as pale as a glass of vodka. What do you mean, gone? There's nowhere to go. In the middle of a Bolivian jungle? How would they get out? The miserable bastards. Well, go and get your camera, Pete, and the rest of the crew. We can survive without them. And I hope there's an alligator waiting for them at the river.
Barry and John have gone. Just upped and gone. While you were looking for the lake. I tried to stop them, but there was nothing at all I could do. Nothing that any of us could do. They said there was a man who'd take them to the river for an enormous fee, and that anything was better than dying of heat and mosquito bites in a South American jungle.
Unit 33. I, as in bit, bid. A,
big, pig, fig. Dig, rig, wig. Bin, pin, thin. Din, sin, win.
Primitive, ministry, antiquity, distinguishing Mississippi. Thick skin, twin sisters, stinking rich, unsolicited gift, British history. Six sinking ships. Isn't it a little bit thin? A picnic in the hills. The Sicilian fishing industry. Fish and chips.
There's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. If the cap fits, wear it. As fit as a fiddle. As pretty as a picture. Little pitchers have big ears.
E.
Misses, freezes, washes. Watches, fixes, wages. Wanted, fitted, waited. Added, faded, weeded. Sacred, crooked, wicked. Aged, learned, beloved.
Believe, before, refuse. Kitchen, women, English. Poet, perfect, earnest. Silliness, mattress, limitless. Mischief, handkerchief, sieve. Anemone, recipe, catastrophe.
Private, fortunate, deliberate. Privacy, palace, purchase. Cottage, village, marriage. Cabbage, damage, courage. College, privilege. Passenger, messenger, orange.
Busy, minute, lettuce. Biscuit, building, circuit. Hymn, idyllic, physics. Monday, birthday, holiday. Vineyard, sovereign, pretty.
C.
Hitchin, Chiswick, Ipswich, Edinburgh, Lewis, Lincoln.
Denby, Uist, Salisbury, Biddeford, Dorset, Swansea.
Hadley, Bicester, Gillon, Chipstead, Plymouth, Inverary.
Wensleydale, King's Lynn, Inverbervie, Manchester, Kirkcudbright, Merthyr Tydfil.
Dialogue 33. Busy in the kitchen.
Mummy, you busy?
Yes, I'm in the kitchen.
Can I go swimming in Chichester with Jim this morning?
Jim?
Jim English. He's living with Mr. and Mrs. Willis in the village, Spring Cottage.
Isn't it a bit chilly to go swimming?
What's this? Can I pinch a bit of it?
Oh, Billy, you little pig! It's figgy pudding. Get your fingers out of it.
Women are so silly. I only dipped a little finger in.
Well, it's a filthy little finger. Here, tip this chicken skin into the bin and I'll give you a biscuit.
Mummy, you busy? Can I go swimming in Chichester with Jim this morning? Jim English. He's living with Mr. and Mrs. Willis in the village, Spring Cottage. What's this? Can I pinch a bit of it? Women are so silly. I only dipped a little finger in.
Yes, I'm in the kitchen. Jim? Isn't it a bit chilly to go swimming? Oh, Billy, you little pig! It's figgy pudding. Get your fingers out of it. Well, it's a filthy little finger. Here, tip this chicken skin into the bin and I'll give you a biscuit.
Unit 34. E, as in beat, bead. A.
He, she, me. Tree, see, flea. Weed, leak, sweep. See, pee, tea. Beans, leave, heap. Extreme, complete, evening.
Legal, equal, evil. Completion, obedient, comedian. Secret, cathedral, meter. Create, trio, psychiatric. Machine, magazine, sardine. Police, antique, mosquito.
Achilles, Ulysses, crises. Chief, field, niece. Deceive, ceiling, receipt. Phoenix, Phoebe, people. Key, Giza. Aesop, Caesar, Lee, Beecham.
The animal. The end. The answer. A lovely antique. You silly idiot.
Beet, bead. Leaf, leaves. Wheat, weed. Seat, see. Teach, tea. Feet, fee. Key, key. Beat, beat. See, see. Seize, seize. Week, week. Ceiling, ceiling.
Bit, beat. Hill, heel. Hip, heap. Still, steal. Fit, feet. Sit, seat. Grin, green. Sin, seen.
It's all Greek to me. A friend in need is a friend indeed. New broom, sweep clean. Easy come, easy go.
B, shall we slip in here? We had a wonderful meal by the river. I've never seen a sheep move so fast. We're going to live here very soon. Don't tell me you beat your brother.
Dialogue 34. Weeding's not for me.
This is the season for weeds. We'll each weed 3 meters before tea, easily.
Do we kneel? My knees are weak.
Do you mean all these?
Celia, my sweet, those aren't weeds. Those are seedlings. Beans, peas, and leeks. Can't you see?
Oh, if they're green, they're weeds to me. But I agree, Peter. Weeding's not for me.
Well, let me see. Maybe we'll leave the weeds. You see these leaves? If you sweep them into a heap under that tree, I'll see to the tea.
Oh, Pete, my feet are freezing. You sweep the leaves, I'll see to the tea.
This is the season for weeds. We'll each weed 3 meters before tea, easily. Celia, my sweet, those aren't weeds. Those are seedlings. Beans, peas, and leeks. Can't you see? Well, let me see. Maybe we'll leave the weeds. You see these leaves? If you sweep them into a heap under that tree, I'll see to the tea.
Do we kneel? My knees are weak.
Do you mean all these?
Oh, if they're green, they're weeds to me. But I agree, Peter. Weeding's not for me. Oh, Pete, my feet are freezing. You sweep the leaves. I'll see to the tea.
Unit 35. Eh, as in bet, bed. Eh?
Ken, ten, when. Bend, send, mend. West, chest, dressed. Seven, clever, never. Direction, reckon, adventure. Head, heavy, treasure.
Very, merit, heron. Medal, petal, lemon. Berry, terror, errand. Heather, weather, death. Leisure, Lester, Reynolds. Said, again, against.
Says, et, Thames. Any, many. Leopard, Leonard, Geoffrey. Friend, friendly. Hemorrhage, bury.
Least said, soonest mended. All's well that ends well. Rain before 7, fine before 11. There's a remedy to everything but death. Better late than never. The thin end of the wedge. Marry in haste, repent at leisure. God defend me from my friends. From my enemies I can defend myself. Every day, and in every way, I get better and better and better.
B.
Orpheus went down to hell. Did you get back the pen you lent him? Did you finish the hymn then? I said I felt the bed was too high.
He put everything in his will. Many was rescued, but many perished. What did Bell tell Bill?
Dialogue 35. The end of the adventure.
Ted, thank heaven. I was getting desperate.
Hello there, Ken. Where are Jeff and the rest of the men?
They left me in the tent with some eggs and some bread, and off they went.
Where were they heading?
West. In that direction. They said they'd bury the treasure under the dead elm, you remember, by the bend in the fence, and get back by sunset.
All 10 of them went?
They said the chest was heavy.
They left. When?
Yesterday. Between 10 and 11.
And you let them?
There were 10 of them.
Well, my friend, I reckon that's the end of the adventure. We'll never see the treasure chest or any of those 10 men again.
Ted, thank heaven. I was getting desperate. They left me in the tent with some eggs and some bread, and off they went. West, in that direction. They said they'd bury the treasure under the dead elm, you remember, by the bend in the fence, and get back by sunset. They said the chest was heavy. Yesterday, between 10 and 11. There were 10 of them.
Hello there, Ken. Where are Jeff and the rest of the men? Where were they heading? All 10 of them went. They left. When? And you let them? Well, my friend, I reckon that's the end of the adventure. We'll never see the treasure chest or any of those 10 men again.